for many grow weary often in well-doing because primarily they don't understand what has been provided for them. For if you would understand the place of authority that has been provided and what I've given you to drink from and to eat from, there would never be an occasion by which the weariness that the enemy is trying to bring would overcome the rest which I'm always providing, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Solebatiala fribedesete. For I'm much more than an oasis. For to believe that there are places just to come and drink and then again go back out into the wilderness would not see me in the light by which I exist. Know this, that what I have created for you is a habitation that you could go live in, come and go in, and whatever he brought, he'd have to come through that habitation to get to you. And as long as you stay in the place where I can renew your strength, know this, that the one that will get weary in his doing will be the enemy, and he'll turn and go another way, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For listening to him is like listening to yourself. And you've oftentimes not turned him off like you could a switch on a radio or television, because you accepted his invocations and his counsel because you thought that you were thinking it through. But know this, that I gave you an inner witness. I gave you an inner witness that overrides even the thoughts of the mind and the imaginations of the heart. And you are supposed to monitor all things by the inner witness. So know this, that anything that you contemplate that begins to pull you down and begins to pull you away and even causes you to be even more and more self-inspecting to where your strength is derived from yourself and not of me. Know this, saith the Spirit of grace, it's not coming from me, but it's coming from a counsel of the world. But if you'll listen to me, know this, that I am one who renews your strength like the eagle, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Does something in his heart, mainly on you not being able to catch most of the time or a lot of the time the inner workings of the enemy, because he integrates his thoughts with a lot of your own thinking. And sometimes he'll introduce it right in on the beginning of a trial. He's wanting you to accept a place less than a place of authority over him by examining a lot of the facts and a lot of old hat weaknesses. So God is saying he's given you an inner witness. And that's the thing you're supposed to go by. You're not even supposed to go. The highest order is not your own thinking. The highest order is, what is peace telling you? So go get in the Word and think right. Hallelujah. I'll even reintroduce Scripture to you, saith the Spirit of grace. For when you're renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your mind is renewed in the disposition of me coming and anointing you, and you're able to see all things through me, then are you best qualified for my Spirit to teach you my understanding. For my understanding will come with peace, and it'll come with authority. And know this, that I'm always telling you who you are in me. I'm not repeating what he's repeating to you. I'm repeating to you the things that my word says, that I say that you are, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.